Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. And we are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. We're in the middle learning the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. So the Gemara is discussing an agav point. The Gemara had said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, and there were 2 versions of how that Mesorah was given over. It was said in the name of Rebbe. Did Rebbe say once in Shir the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha? Or was there a Maisa Shahaya where Rebbe paskined that the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha? Either way, the Gemara digresses and discusses some basic halachas regarding psak halacha. Amalei Rav Asi Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Asi told Rabbi Yochanan, ki amalan mar halacha, if the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, says that the halacha is like so-and-so, can we assume that he really means it lahalacha, and can we paskin based on that? Meaning, if I ask you a shayla, what's the halacha, and you tell me what the halacha is, obviously, you're telling me that's the halacha, I can paskin. But let's say it wasn't in the context of a shayla. It's not like you were sitting and answering shaylas, paskining shaylas, and somebody asked you. It was more in the context of learning. Could you assume that's the halacha? Not Amras Rabbi Yechon said, lo yisavidu ada aminu halacha l'maisa. The answer is no. You cannot assume that that's the halacha unless it's a real life case of halacha l'maisa where somebody asks you a shayla. Is the halacha like so-and-so or not? And then you get the psak halacha. Only then can you assume halacha l'maisa. If you ever see a psak halacha come to me, and you have a percha on it, so I pask in the shayla, said Rava, and you, Rav Papa, Rafuna Breid, Rav Yeshua, he's talking to his Grace of Talmidim, and he said, you have a pircha on something that I said. Don't tear up my psak halacha, adasisu likamoy, until you bring your shayla to me and you give me an opportunity to defend my position. If I have an answer, an explanation for what I said, I'll tell it to you. V'iloy, hadranabi, I have no problem being chayzer. So if I issue a psak, you see it in writing, and now you have a kasha on it, don't assume for sure I'm wrong. Bring me the shayla. Give me an opportunity to explain my psak. If I'm not alive anymore, so at that point you can't ask me the shayla. Loi mikra takru, so you shouldn't tear it up still. However, you shouldn't follow the psak halach. And he explained himself. Don't rip up the psak. Because maybe there's a reason. And maybe if I was alive, I would have explained to you my psak halach. But at the same time, to the extent that you don't understand it, you shouldn't paskin the halacha based on my psak, which to you makes no sense, because you have a pircha on it. Because the rule is that a dayan is supposed to paskin only things that he understands. So to the extent that the dayan, you don't understand it, then you shouldn't paskin based on it. So assuming it's a milsa hatoli besvara, let's say, where Rava issued a psak based on a svara, and you, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, you have a kasha on what it is that I said. So over there, ein ladayin ala nasha ein avroyas, you should not follow my psak alocha. It's Yidua, Rav Chanan, in his svarim, says that the reason we paskin like Beis Hillel, and we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, is because the Gemara says in the end of the first paragraph of Masechtas Yevamos, that Beis Shammai was really much smarter than Beis Hillel. They were so much smarter that the Talmidim of Beis Hillel couldn't even understand the tifkait of the learning of Beis Shammai. The Gemara tells a story with Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tarfon. These were the great Talmidim of Beis Hillel. They met once with one of the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, and he asked him 200 kashas on Tzaras Abbas, on Tzaras Erva, which, of course, Beis Hillel, the first Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos, held was a problem. Beis Shammai was matter, and they literally wiped the floors with the greatest Talmidim of Beis Hillel. And it's clear in the Gemara that the Talmidim of Shammai were tifer. They were bigger lamdanim. They were smarter than the Talmidim of Beis Hillel. So why then don't we paskin like Beis Shammai? We should certainly then paskin like Beis Shammai, says Rabbi Chanan, because Beis Shammai was so tif that the average person couldn't understand Beis Shammai. And ein ledayin elamasha ein avroes. So we couldn't understand it. He says, for that reason that we have a Messiah, that la'asa lovim, when Mashiach is going to come, that Loch is going to be like Beis Shammai. Because then it's going to be umal aretz deya. Then we're going to be able to be oimid al seif daitan shal Beis Shammai. And it's for that reason we'll be able to paskin that way. So there's this new idea that even though we know Beis Shammai is probably right, because Beis Shammai is smarter, they're bigger lamdanin.
It comes out, it's pretty chill, never had that. Not only that he's probably right, but we're saying that Beis Mamashiach, we're going to pass him.
Which means that he is right. Very good. Very good. So on that note, we return to the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Says the Gemara again. So what was Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika's halacha? We spoke a lot about it Shavuos night. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika said a chiddush that even though the Mishnah said on Daf Kuf Chavav and Aleph, on Daf Kuf Chav Ches, the Gemara said this halacha, an idea that a father who wants to manipulate, he wants to alter the natural course of Seder Nachlas. So a man has five sons. The halacha is that when he dies, if one of the sons is a Bechar, he's going to get Pishnayim. But other than that, the Yerush is going to be divided equally amongst the sons. If he has also a daughter, the daughter's not going to get anything. If he dies and he's going to leave over daughters and brothers, the brothers aren't going to get anything because the daughter comes before the brother. So there's a whole Seder Nachlis, as we've been learning over the last couple of weeks here in Perek Yesh Nechem. What if a man says, before he dies, he writes a will, and he says that when I die, I don't want that my inheritance should go over based on the Seder Nachlis that's written in the Torah, but rather I want it to go in its own course. I want one of my sons to yarsh and everything. I want my daughters to get instead of my sons. I want my brother to get instead of my sons and my daughters. Says the Mishnah that if the lashon that he used in his will or in his tzava was a lashon of Yerusha, it does not work because it's a masna al masha kasa b'Torah. And just like you find the idea of masna al masha kasa b'Torah tonight bottle throughout Shas, this is another example, a manifestation of this idea of masna al masha kasa b'Torah v'chol masna al masha kasa b'Torah tonight bottle. If he used the lashon matana, if he says not that I want my daughter to get it instead of my son, Biderech Yerusha, but rather I want to gift my possessions to my daughter so that when I die I'm not going to have anything, so that nothing will go over by Yerusha. That's something he's allowed to do. That's not Masa Mashkas of HaTorah. A person's allowed to give away his possessions as a gift. He could give it to tzedakah, he could sell, he could do whatever he wants. That's not Masa Mashkas of HaTorah, is if you're working with the medium of Yerusha but you're not following the guidelines of Yerusha. That would be a Masa Mashkas of HaTorah. Stating that, there was one exception to the rule. The exception to the rule was Shitas Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika said, if the person that you're saying you want should yarsh, even though really he's not supposed to be the Yerush, but he's a Ro'i L'Yarshai, then even if you use the Lashon of Yerusha, Dvarav Kayyaman. It's only Al Misha Ein Roy Liyarshay Ein Dvarav Kayyaman. And there was Machlokes in the Gemara what exactly Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika meant when he said Roy Liyarshay. Rabbi Yishmael, who was the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, said that he heard from his father that his father was talking specifically about a man who dies and he leaves over sons. He has five sons, so ordinarily, if one is a Bechar, he gets Pishnayim. The rest will be divided equally. This father said that I want one of my sons to yashin the entire Yerusha. He's violating Seder Nachlas. However, he's giving the Yerusha over to a Ro'i L'Yarshay, somebody that any was going to yashin. Now, this anyways that he was going to yashin was going to be divided amongst all the Yarshin. Over here, we're giving him everything by himself. So he's a masna mashkasa b'Torah, but it's to a ro'i l'yarshay. And that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika's chiddush. It's learned out from a pasuk, as we're going to go into detail right now, that ro'i l'yarshay, even when you're masna mashkasa b'Torah, it's going to be okay. The Gemara brought another man d'amar, who said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika took it even a step further. He said that even if a man dies and leaves over sons, and he also has a daughter, and he wants the daughter to yarsh and everything, even that's okay. And even though technically the daughter right now wouldn't be a yarish at all, so she's deemed a little bit less of a royal Yarshay, but she's only one step removed, like the Rashbam said, and that too would make her a royal Yarshay. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says there is a possibility for a father to be able to be masnal kashab, but Masha Kasabat Torah, quote unquote, manipulate the Seder Yerusha, give it to someone that really is not supposed to get it, albeit if that person that's going to get it, the end user, the recipient, is going to be a royal Yarshay. What's the definition of a royal Yarshay? Someone that anyways was going to yarshin, a chelik, like a ben bein habanim, or even a bas b'makim ben, or achim b'makim habas. Either way, we spoke out some lamdis in terms of how you understand Shitas Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Spoke out the Chakira from Rabbi Leib Malin, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shachin, Avi Ezri. They all say it in their own nusach, but the basic Chakira, which is important, again, understanding today's daf, goes something along these lines. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika seems to be saying a chiddush in Hilchas Nachlois, that you can manipulate the Yerusha, and you can give it to someone that really is not supposed to yarshin. But Yesh Lachter, Chakira 101, exactly how does that work? Is the punchline of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika that the Torah was mechadish, that the father has an ability to make someone that's really not the Yoyrish into a Yoyrish. So, for example, if somebody has five sons, really all five sons are the Yarshim. There's no one son that's the Yoyrish. Kamash Malon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, that you have an ability to take one son, identify him, and say, I want him to be the Yerush on the entire Yerusha. Even though really he's not the Yerush on the entire Yerusha. He's only the Yerush on the Chelek of the Yerusha. But still, you have an ability to do it. Or you can say that even though my daughter is not a Yerush at all, I want my daughter to be a Yerush, even though really she's not a Yerush. So the Chiddush is that you can make the Bas Bein Habanim into a Yairish, a Ben Ben Abanim into a Yairish, once they're a Yairish, but middle, they're going to Yarshin. Because the rule of Nachlas is, whoever's the Yairish, Yarshins. No, ordinarily, this one son is not the only Yairish. Or ordinarily, a daughter, B'makam HaBen, or Achim, B'makam HaBas, is not the Yairish. Kamash Malon, learned out from a Pasuk, V'hayu B'yem Anchila Yisbanav, that you can make this person into a Yairish. Oye Shloimer, that's not the way it works. It's not the Pshat that the one Ben Ben Abanim becomes the Yerush, and no one else is Yerushim. Or the Bas B'makam HaBen becomes the Yerush. Or the Achim B'makam HaBas becomes the quote-unquote Yerush. You want to know who the Yerushim are? The Yerushim are who the Torah says the Yerushim are supposed to be. If a man dies, he leaves over five sons, he left over five Yerushim. And being that there are five Yerushim, they're going to divide the Yerusha into fives, like we spoke of for Reb Chaim. The Yerusha is going to be divided amongst all the Yarshim that the Torah designated as being the Yarshim. So what does it mean, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha said that you could pick one son and give it to him? If he's not the only Yerush, how's he getting the whole Yerusha? Because that's the Chiddush of V'hayu B'yem Anchila Yisbanav, that you could be Meirish even to someone that's technically not a Yerush. Meaning, it's Pashit, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha saying a Chiddush in Hilchas Nachlis, because you have a Yerusha that's not following the course of Yerusha. The question is, what's the punchline? Where's the exclamation mark? What's the emphasis of the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha? Is the Chiddush that you can make an Eina Yoyrish into a Yoyrish, but at the end of the day, the Yerush is going over to a Yoyrish? Or is the point that not you can make an Eina Yoyrish into a Yoyrish? The Yarshim bleiben the Yarshim, and the Eina Yarshim bleiben Einam Yarshim. The Chiddush is that you can give over the Yerusha. There's a Yerusha that goes even to in Eina Yerush. So Rav Shach said beautifully that he believes that this Chakira, the two Tzadim, is really Machlekes Ktzois and Sivas in two different places, Ktzois and Reish Nun Gimel, and the Ktzois and Reish Peyal. The Ktzois and Reish Nun Gimel discusses, could a person be Manchel Adavar Shaloi Bala Oilam to his son via the new Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha? So a man writes his will, and he picks out one of his sons, he wants him to Yarshin his entire estate. Or he picks out a daughter, B'makam HaBen. Writes the will, he lives another 20 years. 20 years later, when he dies, he had possessions that he didn't have at the time that he wrote the will. So at first glance, you would argue that just like Ein Adam Makne Davash Leib Al-Oilam, Ein Adam Makdish Davash Leib Al-Oilam, Ein Adam Meichel Davash Leib Al-Oilam, Ein Adam Manchel Davash Leib Al-Oilam. So it should be poshit that there's no way for that Ben Ben Abanim to end up getting the Nechasim that the father didn't have at the time that he wrote the will. Because it's working with the Seder Nachlois and another man Chaldavish, Leib Al-Oilam. Says the Ktzayis HaGavaldi Yechidish. No, you could. This son is going to end up getting everything, even the things that the father acquired over the ensuing 20 years. Ah, it was Leib Al-Oilam. Zok the Ktzayis, it's true that Nechasim weren't Ba'ilam, but the Yairish was Ba'ilam. The son himself was Ba'ilam. And being that someone was Ba'ilam, that's going to be enough. Freak, then it's Sivas and Simireish Pe'alef. And Reb Kiregin, a Tshuva Kuflamet Be'ez, says, who cares that the son was Ba'ilam? At the end of the day, the Nechasim aren't Ba'ilam. Says Reb Shach, what's the Machloikis? Machloikis is this Chakira. When Reb Yochanan ben Broicha was Mechadish, Ben Ben Abanav, Ahoy B'yem Anchila Yizbanav, what was the Chiddush? Is the Chiddush that we make the Eina Yerush into a Yerush, and once he's a Yerush, but Melo, he gets everything? Or was the Chiddush that Hagam, he's not a Yerush, I have an ability to be Manchol ben Achasim to you? If the Vart is that I'm being Manchol ben Achasim, that means the punchline, the emphasis is in the Achasim. So Taina Tenesivis, Taina Reb Kivegar, it has to be Boilam. If it's not Boilam, how in the world are you going to do it? But the Ktzois held this other tzad. The Ktzois held that the way Reb Yochanan ben Broicha's Chiddush works is that we make the Eina Yerush into a Yerush. Once he's a Yerush, Mamela he gets the Yerusha. So as long as the Yerush is Ba'olam, says the Ktzayis, he now is the Yerush. Oh, he's the Yerush. 20 years later, the father acquires something, and now he dies. There's no reason it shouldn't go over to be Yerusha. What are you going to tell me? Because those Nechasim weren't Ba'olam? Who cares? Who cares? He was never creating a Chalois in the Nechasim. He was creating a Chalois in his son, in the Yerush. He was just making him from an Eina Yerush to a Yerush. If the Geder is not that you make him from an Eina Yerush into a Yerush, so what are you doing? You're creating a Chalois and the Nechasim. You're saying that these Nechasim, instead of channeling them to the Yerush, you're going to channel them to the Eina Yerush. It's a Chalois and the Nechasim. It has to be Ba'olam. If it's not Ba'olam, how in the world are you going to do it? But if the way that Rabbi Yechim and Breiko works is not that you give the nechasim to an Eina Yerush. You give it to a Yerush. The chiddush is that you can make an Eina Yerush into a Yerush. So the chalois is toing zechap. If you want to sound like you're in yeshiva. So tutzachayif in the Yerush. Oh, it's a tutzachayif in the Yerush. So that's what the Ktzai says. The Yerush is boilum. It doesn't bother me that the nechasim are not boilum. The other machloikis he shtalt to this was the Ktzai in Reish Peyalev. Where the Ktzai says that if somebody says Rabbi Yechim and Breiko, he picks one son. He wants this son to get the whole Yerusha. And then he has remorse. He changes his mind. He says, you know something? Maybe that wasn't such a good idea. Says the Ktzai, it's too late. You can't be chayzer. Says, how could you be chayzer? Absolutely not. The Ktzai says, if you want, you could do another Rabbi Yechim and Breiko. You could sit down, write another will, and change your mind again. There's no moratorium. There's no limit in terms of how many Rabbi Yechim and Breikos you can do. But if you just want to be Chayzer, says the Ktzais, that's something you don't have to do. The Sivas Othenart in Reish Peyalev argues, he says, why shouldn't you be able to be Chayzer? I don't understand. And his Sushtel is, why is that different that if somebody's Mekadesh and Isha and he says, I don't want the Kedushin to be Chal for another 30 days. Or if somebody makes a Kinyan Meshicha, he says, I don't want it to be Chal for another 30 days. Being that the Kinyan wasn't Chal yet, so you could be Chayzer. So says the Netzivas, isn't that what's happening over here? You decided that you want your Yerusha to go over to Chanyanko, that son. Okay, until you die, the Yerusha doesn't go to Chaim Yankel, because Yerusha is something that kicks in La'achar Mitzah. The father's alive, obviously, he wants to be Chayzer. Now he's standing here. It's something he decided that he wants to change his mind. And says the Nesivos, it should be no different than any Kenyan where you gave it a Zman when you wanted to be Chal, where there's a concept of Asi Dibur, Mevatel Dibur, it's also Yom Masechtas Kedushin, where maybe you shouldn't have an ability to back out. What's Pshat in the Ktzois? The Nesivos is arguing very good. It says, Reb Shachis, the Ktzois L'shitasai. Because the Ktzois held that Reb Yechim ben Breiko's Chalois is not a Chalois in the Nechasim. It's a Chalois in the Mensch. So, what are you going to tell me? It wasn't Chal yet, the Chalois? It was Chal. Because as soon as you picked out this son became the Yerush. He's the Yerush already today. Now, it's true. It doesn't have a practical manifestation until the father dies. But what you wanted to create happened now. If the chalois is a chalois and the nechasim, so you're right, that chalois doesn't happen until you die. Because the nechasim don't transfer to whichever son you identified until you're dead. You're alive now, so it's not negay yet. But if the chalois is a chalois and the yoyrish, the shem yoyrish is something that you have even while the father's alive. So if you picked out the son, it makes a lot of sense. You shouldn't be able to be chayzer. It's not a tzushtel to a mekadesh isha la'achal ha'minyoyim, or if somebody says, go do meshicha la'achal ha'minyoyim. So this is, believe it or not, the abridged version of this raid. We spoke about this at length, Shavuos night. So that's just the basic lumdis in terms of understanding Chakira 101, Shitas Rabbi Yechon and Ben Breikas. So it says the Gemara, Bayi Rava, Bebari Heich, interesting shiloh. Rabbi Yechon ben Breiko, who said that a father can identify one Yerush and say that I want him to be the Yerush, as long as he's a Ra'ui L'Yerushai. Did he say it only when the father's a Shchivmera, the Bar Erusehu, because he's anyway soon going to die? So he's in the Parsha right now of giving over the Yerusha, Avo Babari Lloyd, that maybe if the father's healthy, he's well, he's okay. Just came back from the doctor, got a clean bill of health. That person doesn't have the ability to identify a child. Maybe the chiddush of Rabbi Yechim and Breiko was said even by a bari. So what's the posh pshat in the Gemara? So the Rashbam seems to give a very simple pshat in what the shiloh was. Bar oiruse, says the Rashbam, ro'i lohoirish miyad. Being that he's a shchiv mara, he is going to be shayach to the parish of Yerusha right away, Shahilach Lamas, because he's about to die. The Karina Bey, the Yoim Hanchilo Yezbanav. So what's the Makar? It's learned out from Vahoya B'Yoim Hanchilo Yezbanav. That's the Makar of Yechem Emreika. So this person who's a Shchiv Merah, he is B'Yoim Hanchilo Yezbanav. So this is the day that he's going to be Manchel. He's about to die. So it's today or tomorrow, but he's B'Yoim Hanchilo Yezbanav. So that person who's anyways a B'yoim Hanchilo Yezbanav, he has an ability. So you want to manipulate the Seder Nachlis 20 years before you die, that's not something you have a right to do. If you're a Shchiv Mera, so you're B'yoim Hanchilo Yezbanav, so the Torah says, B'yoim Hanchilo Yezbanav, you have an ability to go ahead and do something. So Gzeres HaKosov perhaps would suggest that the whole Chiddush of Rabbi Yechim and Breiko was only said by a Shchiv Mera, it wasn't said by a Bari. Either way, that was the Shaila. Bayi Rava, says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Mashashi L'Rava. So Mashashi told Rava, Tashma, I'll bring you a Rai. Amalei Rav Nosson. L'Rebbe, Rav Nosson. Rashbam says this is Rav Nosson HaBavli. Told Rebbe, who of course lived in Eretz Yisrael, Shanisem Mishnaschem Ki Rabbi Yechim and Breiko. He says, I'm a little taken aback. I saw a Mishnah. Rebbe, you wrote the Mishnah. You compiled the Mishnah, and I see that the way you wrote your Snap Mishnah was that the halacha is like Rebbe. Now the Rashbam points out that if you remember, Kuf Lamed on the Beis, the Gemara had said that Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Yechim and Berkus. It's not such a chiddish, really. But either way, that was with Nasan Abavli who commented to Rebbe and said that Shonisem Mishnaschem in Eretz Yisrael. You know, for us, Babylonian Jews, it's somewhat of a news that it's so posher to you that the halacha is like Rebbe Yechim and Berkus. It stinks with the Gemara.
No, the Gemara before it sounds flawed. Don't argue with me until you ask me.
Meaning the fact that he went back to Rabbi to ask him. Very good. He didn't just assume because of that. Ah, beautiful. Says the Gemara, Oh, Maloi Rep Nasan the Rabbi, Shanisa Mishnah Askam, Rabbi Yechim and Break at the time. And we learned in the Mishnah. So where's this Mishnah? It's not above Basra. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Ksubas. Loi Kosav Lo Benin Dichrin Di Yehavan Lachom Yinoi Inin Yusum Kesav Ksubas Yoyisri Chau Chul Kein De Machuyoin Chayef. Sounds like Kriya's Ksuba. So, says the Mishnah, which is exactly what it is. There's an idea of Ksuba's Benin Dichrin. What's Ksuba's Benin Dichrin? If a woman brings Nechasin, she brings a Nadin into her marriage, Nichsi Milug, Nichsi Tzayim Barzal, and then she dies. So what's the halacha? Her husband yarshin, sorry. After the husband dies, who's going to yarshin the husband? His sons. We're learning Yesh Noichla now. His sons are going to yarshin. Now, a man, back in the day, pre-chem de Rabbeinu Gershom, could have had sons from many, many wives. But the halacha is that when he yarshins his wife's nichsei tzayim barzel and dies, the nechasim that he got from his wife doesn't just go to the sons that he had from that wife. It's going to go to all his sons. Because of that, there were a lot of shvers that were very hesitant to give nice nadins to their sons-in-law. Because they felt that, Bishloima, if I'm the only game in town, I'm the only shver, my wife is the only wife, so that my son-in-law's children are all my grandchildren. So he didn't care so much that what happens if his daughter dies. Okay, at the end of the day, the nechasim are going to stay in the family. But he knew this guy was marrying his 17th wife, and he has 422 children. So what's going to happen is the nechasim are going to get invited, and he just wasn't so comfortable with his nechasim going over to the tzara's children. It wasn't something that was really doing it for him. So it's for that reason, people were very disincentivized from giving a nice nadin to their daughter, which is not good. Because how are you going to sit and learn, right? It's not good for many reasons. So the Chachamim made a psak, and they said there's something called Ksubas Benin Dichrin. And they put it into the Ksuba. It's a Tanai Ksuba. Ksubas Benin Dichrin basically says that if a man yarshins his wife's Nichsei Tzayim Barzo, and then he dies, those Nichsei Tzayim Barzo don't go to all his sons equally. They go to the sons that he had with this wife. And the reason they did it was to prevent that shver from not wanting to give a nice nadin to his daughter and to his son-in-law, lest they end up losing the Yerusha. So even though really this is not the way it's supposed to be, but the Chachamim went ahead and they made a takana that is the way it is. So said Rav Nosson Abavli to Rebbe, this is a Mishnah. Anyone that learned Ksubas knows this halacha. It's called Ksubas Benin Dichrin. There's a lot of sugis and Ksubas that talk about the Ksubas Benin Dichrin. But now that I'm learning Yesh Noichlin, says Rav Nosson Abavli, I realize that this is not so pashit. This is not pashit. Because really what you're doing is you're violating Hilchus Nachlis. And to me, it sounds a little like a Masa Mashakasa Batayr. How do you have a right to say that the Yerusha should go over to this son and not to that son? The Teretz is, oh, it's a royal Yarshai. It's a Ben Ben Abonim. Who holds Beroyal Yarshai? You could be Masna Mashakasa Batayr. It's Rabbi Yechonam Abroika. He learned it from the Pasuk, Vayabiyem and Chileyas Banav. In other words, said Rav Nosson Abavli to Rebbe, I see in that Mishnah in Ksubas that Shonisem Mishnaschem Ki Rabbi Yechonam Ben Broika. Is that so? Like you said, he went to find out for sure. Is that so? Am I reading this right? Do you hold Halacha L'maisa like Rabbi Yechonam Abroika? Because the only way I could wrap my head around Ksubas Benin Dichrin is by saying that Talach is like Rabbi Yechon and Breika. Amalei Rebbe, so Rebbe told him, Yispuntanan. No. You heard the Mishnah right. It's true, we made a takana of Ksubas Benin Dichrin, but there was one word you heard that was the wrong word. You had the Nusach HaMishnah, and the way the Rav says his Kriyas Ksuba is Inun Yirson, that those sons that came from the wife from whom you yarshin the Nichsei Tzayim Barzal, they're going to get the Nichsei Tzayim Barzal. But it's not your son. The word was Yisfun. They're not getting it by Yerusha. They're getting it by Matana. Oh, they're getting it by Matana. It has nothing to do with Masa, Mashkos Batera. Masa, Mashkos Batera would be if they're getting it by Yerusha. But if they get it by Matana, everybody agrees by Matana, it's going to be okay. But oh, my Rebbe, but after Rebbe told this to Rab Nosson, he said, Yaldus Hoysavi. Unbelievable Gemara. He said, I acted like a child. When I answered Rav Nosson, Vehe asti ponai ben Nosson abavli, I was a mechutzif. You know why? Because I just gave him a cop-out answer, which wasn't the right answer, just to get him away. Meaning Rav Nosson abavli was giving him a hard time. Stam mission like Rav Yechon ben Breika. For whatever reason, he wasn't so happy with that. And Rebbe just took an easy road out. He changed the gersa. Right? He told him, no, it's not your son, it's Yisfun. But afterwards, he felt bad. He felt bad because the emes is that you definitely have to look at it as Yerusha and you can't look at it as Matana. And Rav Nosson Abavli was technically right from coming and at the very least presenting the kasha of Shonisa Mishnascha and Rabbi Yechon ben Breika. You know how I know that? Because the halacha is b'nin dichron lo tarfami mishabdi. The halacha is that even though the sons are entitled to Yarshin, the nichsei tzayin barzel that their father got from his wife, their mother, but it's only if the father has it in his possession at the time that he dies. But let's say the father had sold those possessions, and now it's by the lekuchas. So the sons don't have the ability to go be toireif, the ksubas b'nin dichrin from Meshabti. And Rebbe said that Isol g'day tech yispun tanan, if what I told Rav Nosson Abavli was right, that the way this works is not b'yerusha, it works b'matana. My loy tar from the Meshabti. Why can you get it from the Meshubadim? Meaning, if it was already gifted over to the sons, it means it belongs to the sons. That means the father didn't have a right to sell it. If the father didn't have a right to sell it, then there's no reason that the sons shouldn't be able to take it from the Meshubadim. Elamai was never given to the Matana. It was never given to the Matana. It remained in the possession. I hear. But Vaistois, it would remain in the possession of the father. And if it remained in the possession of the father, how the son's getting it? They're getting it Biyarusha. And that's why, if you're getting it Biyarusha, you're only yashin something that your father has. But if your father sells something, so it's not there, you're not going to yashin it. But either way, so Rebbe said, I told Rav Nosson Abavli, it's not Yersun, it's Yisfun, which was an easy way of getting out Rav Nosson Abavli's Ha'ara, which is Shonisa Nishnaschen, Ki Rabbi Yechon. But really, Yaldus Hoysobi, the He Azdi Pony Befnei Nosson Abavli. I was a Mechutzif because I told him something that wasn't really right. Elish Mami no Yirsun Tanan. Either way, so the Gemara comes back. So what do we have here? We have here a Stam Mishnah in Mesechtes Ksubis, like Rav Nosson Abavli suggested. Rebbe got out of it, but he wasn't happy because he acknowledged afterwards that he was wrong for getting out of it. Meaning, the Stam Mishnah in Ksubis is from the Parsha of Ksubis Ben Dichron, we see that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, says the Gemara. Man sham b'leit islei ha'svar Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. V'shma mino afilu bari. You see from this Gemara, or this Mishnah, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika said is halacha even by a bari. Because the ksubas ben dichrin is written under the chuppah. Under the chuppah, the man is alive and well. He's okay, he's not a shchiv mera. It's not b'yoyim hanchilo yezbanav, it's not the day that he's dying. And still you see that you can write ksubas ben dichrin, which only works with the power of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. So you say Meres, you see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika works even by a bari. So again, Rava started on the top of the Amud. Bari Rava, be bari heich. Do you have the halach Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika when the father was a bari, or is it only b'yoy manchile as bon of mamash? He's a shchimera. He's about to die. He's a bar oirusei. It's only then that you have this halacha. So Masharshi, you said I'll prove it to you. What's his raya from the Mishnah Ksubas? Because you see from Rav Nosson Abavli and Rebbe that they both understood that the Mishnah Ksubas that discusses Ksubas ben Dichrin is working with the halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. And Ksubas ben Dichrin is written in the Ksuba. And when is the Ksuba written? Under the Chuppah. Under the Chuppah, you're dealing with a man that's a Bari. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika works even by a Bari. Amalei Rav Papa Abaye. Rav Papa overheard this whole exchange. And he told Abaye, I disagree. Because Bein Lamanda Omar Yispun, Bein Lamanda Omar Yerson, I'm going to ask you a great kasha. Whether you have the Gersa Yisfun, meaning Ksubas ben Dichrin works as a Matana, or if you have the Gersa Yerson, Ksubas ben Dichrin works be Yerusha, let me ask you a fundamental problem with Ksubas ben Dichrin. Eino de makna dava shlei b'loilam. When this man is standing under the chuppah, he's about to marry this wife, and he writes in his Ksuba that any nechasim that I'm going to get from you, in case you die, and we happen to have sons, they have no sons, they're getting married now, the children are going to come later. I want those sons, I'm willing for those sons to yarshin the estate, not the other sons that I have from all my other wives. The problem is, isn't this Eino de makna dava shlei b'loilam? Those sons are not b'loilam right now. Again, he's telling the woman that he's marrying that if one day he yarshins her, what? One day I yarshin your possessions, I want that when I die, they should go over b'yerusha to the sons that you and I are going to have together over the next bunch of years. So Rav Papa asked Abaye, isn't that an Eino de makna dava shlei b'loilam? And he added to that. Even according to Rav Meir, there is a shita that holds many tanam and chas that hold other makne davar shloim ba'olam. Hani mili lid davar sheyesh ba'olam. So other makne davar shloim ba'olam, but only lid davar if the koina, the recipient, is something that's ba'olam. Avol lid davar sheyin ba'olam loy. And over here, even if you hold that it doesn't bother you that the nechassim maybe are not ba'olam, or maybe the nechassim were ba'olam, but there's a much more fundamental issue. The children, the recipient of the ksubas bnei dichrin, the sons, they're not ba'olam. Their parents are getting married tonight. They're not ba'olam yet. So if they're not ba'olam, even Rav Meir, who ordinarily holds adam makne davar shloim ba'olam, is going to tell you that this deal is dead on arrival. There's no way for this to work. So our papa told Abaya, if you want to really start microanalyzing ksubas bnei dichrin, I have a much more fundamental issue. How in the world does this work? Ain't adam makne davar shloim. And even if you're going to tell me, Rav Meir just said that if the chifetz hanikne is not ba'olam, it's okay. But if the koina is not ba'olam, no one's going to hold that that's okay. Ella, so what do you have to say? Tells Rav Papa to Abaya, Tanai Bezdin Shiny, this is different. This is a Tanai Bezdin. This is in the Ksuba. Bezdin is behind this. Rashbam says, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. This works with the lumdus of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Oh, it works with the lumdus of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's why it works. I can tell you, with regards to Yisvuntnan, or Yirsuntnan, or bringing a raya to Rabbi Yechon and Breika regarding a bari, or not a bari, don't bring me rayas from here. Because maybe I'll tell you that Allah is not like Rabbi Yechon and Breika. If the Allah is not like Rabbi Yechon and Breika, how do you have ksubas bin dichrin? It's Yirsuntnan. You see, it's not treated as a matana. If it's treated as a matana, the sons would be able to take it from the lekuchas. Elamai, we treat it as a Yerusha. How could you treat it as a Yerusha? I thought, Rabbi Yechonim and Breika, you're never allowed to give it over, be Yerusha, to a Ben Bein Abonim. What's the teretz? Hefker Bezen Hefker. It's a Tanai Bezen. You're going to tell me that you see it works, be Yerusha, let's bring a Raya, that even a Bari? Again, Hefker Bezen Hefker. This is a whole different parasha. An ordinary case where a man wants to give over his be Yerusha, and he wants to pick one son. There you have a Shiloh. Could you give it be Yerusha? Could you not give it be Yerusha? Masa Mashakasa Batera, do you say Vahoy Biya Manchila Yizbanov? Dafka Shchid Mira worth Biyoy Manchila Yizbanov? Maybe not a Bari. You have Sugis over here in Perak Yesh Neichlin. Has nothing to do with Ksubas Min Dichrin. Ksubas Min Dichrin is a Tanai Bezdin. It works with the power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Oh, it works with the power of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's going to be different. I saw the Achreinim all Shteltzu, the Machna Frayim's Chakira. So we won't talk about this now, but something that we've talked about many times in the Daf, and that is Machna Frayim cleared Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Is it the Pshat that Bezdin has an ability to be Mafker somebody's Nechasim? Kishmoy kachi, hefker bezdin hefker kitargumai. They can make it hefker, but they can't necessarily say that I want Reuven's thing to belong to Shimon. They could just be mafker Reuven's thing. Or is hefker bezdin hefker more than that? Even though it's called hefker bezdin hefker, but hefker is only one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is they have ability to take it from Reuven, be mafkid from Reuven, and actually put it, stup it into the possession of Shimon. This sugi is a little bit mashma, ksubas bin dichrin, that it ends up belonging to the other sons, which is mashma and say the achreinim, from this sugi, this application, this tsushtel, the hefker bezen hefker, that they have an ability to do more than just be mafkid, but they actually have an ability to put it in somebody else's reshus. But either way, says the Gemara, hodam rabaya, but Abaya came back, Abaya countered, and Abaya told Rav Papa that you want to tell me, don't bring me a raya from Yechon and Bebroika, from Ksuvas Bnei Dichrin. Why not? Because it's a Hefker Bezdin Hefker. He told him, Lav Nilsi, Ta'amri. Why? The Ta'amri learned in the Mishnah, Likas, Allah, Benon, Nukfin, the Yavin, Lechim, Yinoi, Yavin, Yosfun, Bebeisi, Viet, Zanon, Minichsoi, Adde, Silkechon, Le Guvrin, Chay. So Tanai Bezdin. So this is another Tanai Bezdin, another thing that the Rav says in his Kriyas Ksuba, and that is that when a man dies and he leaves over sons and daughters, so what's the halacha? The sons Yarshan. But if he leaves over a son, of course, that's Yesh Neuchel 101, the son Yarshan's, not the daughter. Stating that, the daughter does have a right to live in the estate that the father left over, and the sons who Yarshan have an obligation to support those daughters until they get married. Remember the sugis and ksubis, once they start dating, once they start thinking about getting married, it could be at that point they already lose out. And said this Mishnah, let's say it wasn't written, the halach is still, it's an effect. So what? being that it's a Tanai Bezdin, says Abaya, I have even a more posh deterrence to the original Kasha. Again, what was the original Kasha? Rav Nosson Abavli told Rebbe, I have a raya from Ksubas Ben Dichrin that you see like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika. How do you see Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika? Because Yirsun Tanan, not Yisfun Tanan, you're picking out a Bein Bein Abonim, that's the concept of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika, and you see it works. So Rav Papa said, it's a Tanai Bezdin, that was his way out. Abaye said, you don't even have to say that. Hadam Rabbi Lam Nilsi. It's even more poshut why you don't necessarily see the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika from this Mishnah. And the reason is, because in the same ksuba, where you write the halacha, ksubas min dichrin, in the very next breath, you talk about the daughters being able to support themselves from the estate, despite the fact that they're not Yershin. Now, when the daughters get, how do they get it? They get it as a matana. They're not going to get Birusha. They're not yarshining the mezainos. The mezainos is something that they get as a matana. Is havale matana lezeh, ulezeh birusha. So it comes out in the same tzava. You're giving over birusha, the nichsei tzayim barzel that you're going to get from your wife to certain sons. You're being maslam ashakasa batayra. You're identifying certain yarshim that they should be the ones to get the entire Yerusha. You're also giving a matana. The matana you're giving to your daughters that are not the Yerushim. You want them to be supported. If you give one Yerusha, one matana, even the Rabbanon can be moedah. And this is the first stuff that we learned Shavuos night. And that is, the Mishnah had said on Kuf Chavav Amidez, that if somebody is manchal, leben ben abonim, for example, or someone wants to be masam ashakas batayra, so b'loshin Yerusha doesn't work. But if Balasha Matana, it works. But if you use the Lasha Matana, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emtza, Bein Be'saif, the Mishnah said, it doesn't matter where you use it, it was going to be okay. And then we had a big machloikis, Rav Dimi in the name of Rav Yoichan, the name of Rav Elazar, Rav in the name of Rav Dimi, name of Rav Yoichan, Rav Elazar. We had Shitas Reish Lakish, Rav Kahana, Rav Sheishes, Minam, you know, a little bit of a faplunt digablat, the first daf we learned together, Shavuos night, not such an easy daf, where the Gemara got involved in different permutations, and different examples, whether if you use the Lashon Matana and the Lashon Yerusha, would it be okay and not be okay? And what was the Maskana? The Maskana was Hilchas HaKavasi Deresh Lakish. Three places in Shas, Chalitzas Muberes, the beginning of Perek HaChayles, but three places in Shas where we pass the Deresh Lakish. One of them was this case. What was the case? That if you give in your Tzava one person, Ruvain, whether he's a Yerush or not a Yerush, it doesn't matter. You're giving him a Matana. And another person, Shimon, you're giving Birusha. As long as it's B'toich Kedei Dibur, the Yerusha and the Matana, even though the Yerusha was to one person and one field, the Matana was a different person, a different field. As long as it's Toich Kedei Dibur, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Says the Gemara that these two takanas, you ready for a chiddush, a leap of faith and pashup shan on the Gemara? These two Tanai Bezdins, the Tanai Bezdin of Ksubas Ben Dichrin, which is the Tanai Bezdin of Yerusha, and the Tanai Bezdin of Abonos Yizaynu, which is a Tanai Bezdin Balasha Matana, they were both issued by the same Bezdin, and they were issued Toich Kedei Dibur of each other. And being that they were the same Bezdin, and they were Toich Kedei Dibur, so we look at it as a man who's writing a will, and Toich Kedei Dibur, he gives Yerusha Lezeh, U'matana Lezeh, where the Matana is miyashev the Lashon Yerusha. And it says that I don't care that you use the Lashon Yerusha for somebody else. It's as if it was B'Lashon Matana and you don't have a problem of Masna Mashakasa Batayra. So over here too, even though it's true, if you wanted to look at Ksubas Ben Dichrin in a vacuum, what you would see over here is a Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika. It's still not a raya that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Breika, because this is a case where even the Chachamim would be murder, it would be okay, because Toich Kedei Dibur, there was also a Matana, and Yerusha Lezeh, the Matana Lezeh, but Toich Kedei Dibur is going to be okay. I am Rashbam, but this is the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara. Amalei Rav Nechumi, V'ista Amri, Rav Chananya Bar Minyumi, L'abayo, Mimayda B'chad Beidina Iskun, how do you know? Dilma B'trei Beidina Iskun, maybe they were instituted in two different bati dinim. Where do you know this from? Says the Gemara. Right, look at the top Rashbam, in case you don't believe me. Memayde bechad beitina iskun de lahavi betoich kedei dibor tilma betray beitina iskun v'loy koi haya hay klal v'loy mahani lashem atonu lazeh azeh. Either way, says the Gemara, loy sol kedai. It had to be that way. The Tani Reisha.
Partially, the Gemara understood if they weren't the same best, then that leap of faith, the Gemara had no problem with. I mean, that's
exactly it makes it automatically Toich Kedei Dibur.
Now you say Bezdin, they're much more meduic what they say. It's
Says the Gemara, Loisoka died, it has to be that way. The Tani Resha, Zen Medrash Torah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lefnei Chachamim, Bekerem, Beyavne. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah made the following drosha based on the Loshen of the Tanai Bezdin. He said that we say in the Ksuba, Habonim Yirshu, the Habonis Yizoinu. The sons are going to Yashin, and the daughters are going to be supported. What does it mean, Habonim Yirshu? Ksuba's Bnei Dichrin, that Tanai Bezdin. The Habonis Yizoinu, that's the second Tanai Bezdin that we're talking about right now, that even though they don't Yashin, they get supported. Said Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ma Habonim Einin Yirshim El Lacha Misavim, just like the sons only get their Yerusha after the father dies. Afbonis Lo Yizoinu El Lacha Misavim. So two daughters, they only get supported after their father dies. Now Bishlamim from Elazar ben Azariah had a Maksoira, that these two Takonis were instituted in the same Bezdin. Hainu diyalfina takona mitakona. So I understand how he was able to make a drasha that it makes sense. The two were in line with each other. They were in the same Bezdin. Toich kidei dibur. So if this one is lachamisa, that one should be at lachamisa as well. Leliyam rebetrei bedina iskum. But if they were instituted in two different bati dinim, hichi alfina takona mitakona, how could you learn out one from the other? But the Gemara says, mimai. Duma lo ilumay melacha betrei bedina askun. Maybe really they were instituted in two different bati dinim. Ubedina basra tikkun kibet bedina kama. Bozman Zari knew that the second Bezdin of Habonis Yizoinu, they made their takona in the same vein of Habonim Yirshu, the takona of Ksubis Bnei Dichrin, exactly. They wanted it to be consistent, but either way, just because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah made this drasha, you don't have a raya that it was in the same Bezdin. If it wasn't in the same Bezdin, your whole shtickle Torah of Teich Kedei Dibra falls off. If it falls off, what you're left with is a good kasha. Ksubas Bnei Dichrin, doesn't that only make sense according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika? So either, yeah, it's Rabbi Lishitasa who held like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, or if you want to answer it, you would have to say what Rapapa said, and that is Tanai Bezdin Shiny, and that's why you can't bring a raya from there to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. You don't have a raya that Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika said as Allah even by a bari. V'oid, like Rapapa proved it. Isn't this ain't other makna dover shaloi bala oilam, a case where even Rameya would be moida? Bottom line, you have no rayas from here. Just a little bit more Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. If somebody writes in a will that he wants his wife to get all his nechasim, lo yasa el apetrapa. The Chachamim were so convinced that this man didn't mean to give his Yerusha over to his wife and leave his kids out of the will, that we go out of our way to reconstruct what this man must have been thinking. What he was probably thinking was that his wife should be the apotropos. She should be in charge. She should be the one that's going to oversee the distribution of the estate, but not that she's going to be the only owner. It doesn't make sense that a man would ever do that. Now, why would he want his wife to be the apotropos? A posh, you'd say, I don't know, maybe he thought she's a businesswoman, she has the right skills for it. The Rashbam adds a little bit. The Rashbam says that maybe this man was afraid that his kids weren't going to respect this woman. And it was a way of making sure they respect her. Because at the end of the day, she holds the cards. She's the signatory on this account. They're going to have no choice but to respect her. Pshita says the Gemara, Bnei HaGadol, same story. Let's say a man gives over all his nechasim to his Bechar. We assume the same thing. We assume that he didn't mean to cut his other sons out of the Yerusha. But again, the Rashbam says, he wants his children to respect their older brother. The Rashbam says, which by the way, that's the halacha. He quotes the Gemara, V'es, the Rabbi Sechich HaGadol. That's all he's really trying to implement. Benoya katan mai. What if he gives it over to his younger son? Itmar. Reb Chaniloi bar Idyo Mashmul. Afilu benoy katan amutu bar Risa. Even if the child is so young, he's mutu bar Risa, he's still in a crib. Even that son, we assume that he doesn't mean to give it over to him. He just wants the other siblings to respect.
Picking out one son. We
correct.
We do what we could. So what's the whole sugi that we just had?
Unless you, I guess there, you know for sure.
He says Mamshul had
you. Right.
Even here he said also, you know.
Right. And also, maybe here because it's kol nechasov, it's going to be a little bit different. But to the extent that it's not kol nechasov, maybe there you would have Rabbi Yechon ben Breika. Pshita says the Gemara, Bnoi va'achar b'matana u bnoi apotropis. If it's a bnoi and it's an achar, so you have to know where to put the comma in this Gemara. If he wrote everything to his son, or he wrote everything to a random person. Achar b'matana. The case where he wrote it to a random person, you assume he meant to give it to him b'matana, because the svara that he wants his yarshim to respect that achar, and this just wants that person to be the treasurer, he should be the apotropos, doesn't really make sense. Why would he care if his children respect this random person? Ubnoi, if it's his son, he wants the family to be together, he wants them to respect this kid, apotropos. Ishtei arusa, v'ishtei gerusha, b'ma... You know, we'll stop here. Should we? Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll speak out one ha'ara that we mentioned Shavuos night. That is, the Gemara says, in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about the Luchos. So we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe the Luchos. After Matan Torah, Moshe goes up to Shemayim for 40 days, 40 nights. Lechem Le'achalti, U'mayim Le'ashasisi, and he comes down with the Luchos. But when Moshe came down with the Luchos, he saw that the Yidden had sinned. They had worshipped the Egel. So Moshe took the Luchos. He broke it. Le'enei Kol Yisrael. He goes up for another 40 days and another 40 days. And he ends up getting the Luchos Shnius. But the original Luchos that were written, B'michtav Elikim, that was broken. That Kol Yisrael didn't get. So the Gemara Masechtas Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, discusses what could have been, what would have been, and what should have been had the Yidden had the Luchos Rishonos and the Yidden not lost it. Says the Gemara, Ilmolei lo nishtabru Luchos Rishonos lo nishtak the Torah of Israel. Had the Yidden had the Luchos Rishonos, Torah would have never been forgotten. Rav Acha by Yaakov, Rav Acha by Yaakov said that Ilmolei lo nishtabru Luchos Rishonos ain't kol uma v'loshen shaletas behem. No nation would ever be able to start up with Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, because the Pasuk describes the Luchos as being charus and al tikri charus elo cheros. Cheros miloshem nei chayrim. Ilmolei lo nishtabru Luchos. Obviously, it's something that's sarach bir. What does it mean? What's pasha pshat? That had the Yidden had the luchos, they would have been so protected that ein kol uma v'loch shon yachay l'shtoitz. I was thinking, based on something that I saw from Agoyin, Shmuel Yankif, Zecher Tzadik v'kadosh l'vrach. The pasuk says in Parshas Vaschanon, right after the Dibroi Shniyos, after the Aseres HaDibros, which I mentioned, of course, in Parshas Yisroi, in Parshas Vaschanon, it says the pasuk, as Dvarim Ela Dibra Hashem El Kol Kahalchem Bahar Mitoicha Ish Ha'onon Va'arafa. And Moshe Rabbeinu was describing Maimed Har Sinai, and he says there was a Koil Gadol. There was a Koil Gadol. The Lo Yosef Vayichteve Mashnei Luchos Avonim Vayitne Milai. Says the Targum. What does it mean? Koil Gadol V'Lo Yosef V'Lo Pesak. Yonis Ben Azil says the same thing. Kal Rav D'Lo Pesik. It was an everlasting coil. It was a coil that reverberates forever. And obviously, tzarech bi, what does that mean? The coil of Hashem is something that was loy pasak? Of course it ended. Maimed Har Sinai, we spoke on Yontif. Maimed Har Sinai was 3 hours. That's what it says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So the Chura, at most, you would think the coil lasted for 3 hours. We mentioned the Chizkuni, who quotes a Medrash that says it lasted for 40 days, the entire 40 days and 40 nights that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim. The coil was still gold. But V'loi Pasuk sounds even longer than that. So what does it mean that it was a coil godol? V'loi Yosef says the Targum V'loi Pasuk. So says Reb Shmuel Yankif V'dover Nifla, that we say, Koil Hashem Chitzev LaHavisesh. The Koil of HaKadosh Baruch we say by Kabbalah Shabbos every Friday night. It's Chitzev LaHavisesh. Rashi says in Tehillim Perichov Tes, what does that mean? Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, Shehoya Adibur Shalaseres Adibrois, Yoitzev LaHavisesh, Mipiv, V'nechkak Al Haluchos. That when Hashem spoke the Aseres Adibrois of Maimon Har Sinai, the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, and it was Chitzev. It engraved Lahavaisesh. It went into the two stones where the Luchos were gonna be. And it was Nechgak Al Haluchos. The Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself is what wrote the Luchos. So we know Hashem wrote the Luchos. How did Hashem write the Luchos? He spoke, and the Dibur Hashem was Chaytsev Lahavaisesh. It was Nechgak by itself Al Haluchos. Rabbi Shmuel Yankov brings that. It's a Shir Hashirim Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Pisco, Yud Gimel. He brings different Midrashim. It's a Sefri and Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha that describe in somewhat detail exactly how this played itself out. It's a Zohar HaKadosh, Chelik Bey. See, it's kama v'kama mar mekayimus in Chazal, and that's what Rashi is referring to. Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, that the way the Luchos were written, it was written by the Dibur of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that is what we mean when we say Koil Hashem Chitzev LaHavisesh, that the Koil of Hakadosh Baruch Hu was able to be Chitzev. So it says Shmuel Yankif, that's Pasha Pshat in the Targum. Pshat in the Targum, Koil God of Eloi Yosef, Eloi Psik. What does it mean? The Koil of Hakadosh Baruch Hu was forever because it was Nechgak Al Haluchos. It was Chitzev LaHavisesh. So in the Luchos, there was an embodiment of the Koil of HaKadosh Baruch. He says, that's Pshat V'chala Om Roi Mesakoilos. What does it mean they were Roi Mesakoilos? They saw the Koilos. Because when you saw the Luchos, you were able to see the Koilos. In the Luchos, Hot Gilikt the Kol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, that's the Tiefkeit. That's the Tiefkeit of the Luchas, right? Hashem gives Moshe the Luchas. We make such a big deal about the Luchas. What was the significance of the Luchas? The Luchas were in the Aron. The Aron was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right, the Ramban says in his Akdamah, the Parashas Truma, that the Iker of the Mishkan was the Aron. And we know that the Iker of the Aron was the Luchas. The Aron was called the Aron Eidos because it had the Luchas, which was the Luchas Eidos. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says in a few places, Ritmei Simcha, Meshach Chachma says it, the Rashash says in the Masechta Zuma Daftam Gimel, the Gedoyli Achreinim say that the reason in Baye Sheni there was no Aron is because by Baye Sheni there was no Luchas. And being that they didn't have the Luchas, there was no Makan for an Aron. Because the whole Heftz of the Aron was to house the Luchas. So if there's no Luchas, then it doesn't make sense to have an Aron. Chasam Sofer says it in a few places. That's why they didn't build Aron. It's very bothered. How come the Yidden, they went, they built the new Beis HaMikdash, why didn't they build an Aron? Right? We know there was no Aron by Baye Sheni. Why was there no Aron by Baye Sheni? Machan Aron. You can't make an Aron. So Rebbe Simcha says it's Merumas Vayas Bitzalas Aron. If you look in Parashas Vayakel, the only one of the Kalim where the Torah mentions Bitzalel's name, it says Vayas HaSamanoira, Vayas HaSashulcha, Vayas HaSamizbech, Vayas Bitzalel Es Aron. Rebbe Simcha says this is a Nevuah that there was going to be one Aron, the Aron that Bitzalel made. There was never going to be another Aron. But the question is, why not? Why is it only Vayas Bitzalel's Aron? Why did the Yidden Ezra, the Oilei Bava, why didn't they make a second Aron? Says the Chasam Sofer, Ramei Simcha, the Rashash. You know why? Because there was no Luchas. And the whole purpose of the Aron was to house the Luchas. And if there's no Luchas, it doesn't make sense to have an Aron. So the Tachlis of everything is the Luchas. Because the Tachlis of the Mishkan is the Aron, and the Tachlis of the Aron is the Luchas. That's why when there was no Luchas, there was no Aron. So what's so significant about the Luchas? Right? We hear so much about the Moshe comes down with the Luchas, he breaks the Luchas Shniyos, it's not on the same Adrega. What's the big deal? Why do we care so much about the Luchas? We care about the Torah. We need the Torah. That's that's what we need to do. That's our mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's the Gisa B'Yayim of Elayel. That's what it means to be a Yid, to be Shoyim of Torah mitzvahs. But the Luchas, what practical significance does the Luchas have? We talk more about the Shviras HaLuchas than Churban Beis HaMikdash sometimes. Why is that so significant? You know why? Because the Luchas was an embodiment of Maimon Har Sinai. The Luchas were written in the Mikhtav Elikim. The Mikhtav Elikim came from the Koyel Hashem, the Koyel God of Elay Pasuk. It was the Koil Hashem, that's Choytsev Lahavos Eish, the Luchos was an embodiment, L'doirei Doiros. It was a Kol Gadol, V'lo Yosef, says the Targum, V'lo Pasik, of Maimon Har Sinai. The Yidden were carrying Maimon Har. The Shivrei Luchos, when Menachem Ba'aron. The Yidden were carrying with them L'doirois, or at least could have, would have, should have carried with them the Doiris, Maimon Har Sinai. That was the significance of the Luchas. Either way, so I was thinking the following. The Gemara says in Masech Tzvachim, Daf Kuf Te Zayin Amid Beis, a classic. The context over there is Vayishma Yisroi. And Chazal say, Mashmua Shoma Uba. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Hamaydoi Oimer, Matan Torah Shoma Uba. You know what Yisroi heard? He heard Matan Torah. Shekichinit Torah Yisroel. When the Torah was given to the Yidden, the Koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Koil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God went from one end of the world to the other. They were spooked. They got really, really scared. They started singing. So what does a guy do when he gets scared? He goes to Bilam Arash. And they told him, what it says, Koil that we hear. Shema Mabul Bala Olam. Is there going to be a Mabul? So he told him, no. Hashem Lo Mabul Yashav. Va'yeshav Hashem Melech Li'olam. Farnishba Kodesh Baruch Hu She'enei Mevi Mabul Olam. Omer Loi, they told him, maybe Mabul Shalmayim Enei Mevi. Avo Mabul Shalmayim Mevi. She'nemar Kinei Be'esh Hashem Nishbat. Omer Lem Farnishba She'enei Mashkes Kol Basa. Another Shavuah was that not only will Hashem not bring a Mabul Shalmayim, he also won't bring a Mabul Shalish. Incidentally, this is a whole discussion in Yachreidim. The Archaim talks about it at length in Parashas Noach. So they said, so what is it that we hear? Hashem told them, so Bilam says, HaKadosh Baruch has a Chemda Tenoiva. It's been hidden in his Beis Genova of tough, Kuf Ayin Dalo Doiris. 974 generations, Kedim Shenivar Oilam. Now the time has come where he's finally going to give this Chemda Toiva, this Chemda Genuza to Klal Yisrael. Shenemar Hashem Oizlam Yitein Miyad Paschu Kulam Va'amru Hashem Yivarech Hasamim Vashalom. So this Gemara is a nice pshat al Pidrush of The mizmor that we say right before the Chadoidi on Friday night, Koyl Hashem, Hashem Oizlam Eiten, Hashem Yivarech Samim Vashalim, we're tightening up what went on over here. So the Umayis Oilam, they hear these Koylois, they get really, really scared. They run to Bilam Urasha, they think there's a Mabel, maybe not a Mabel Shomayim, maybe a Mabel Shalesh, and Bilam calms them down, he tells them, that's not what you hear. You know what you hear? Hashem Oizlam Eiten, in Oizal Torah, Hashem's giving the Torah, Hashem Yivarech Samim Vashalim. Says the Marsha, why? When the Umayis Ha'olam heard the Koyl of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did they get scared? Achzasam Ra'ada Bechalem. Why? Mechateisa, they got scared. Says the Mashal Tzapasek, Koyl Hashem Yechoylel Ayolos. Says the Mashal, take a look at Rashi and Parshas Tillim. Rashi says, Yechoylel is Menoshim Chil. Chil Ochaz Yoshvei Palashas. Chil Ura'ada. Ayolos is referring to the Umayis Ha'olam. The Koyl of HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Umayis Ha'olam be scared. Koil Hashem Yecholel Ayolos. So I was thinking, Gevaldik. Says the Gemara Masechet Sadar. Rebbecher by Yaakov said, Erevin Nun Dalad Amar Aleph, that Umoli Lo Nishtabru Luchos Harishonos Ein Kol Uma Veloshen Sheletas Behem. You know why? It's because had the Luchos Rishonos been Kayim, we would have had the Koil God of Olay Yosef. The Luchos were an embodiment of the Koil of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It was the Koil Hashem Chaytsev La'avis Eish. Had we had the Koil of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you know what else we would have had? The Koil Hashem. And it would have been a massive, like the Gemara says in Zvachim Kufte Zayin Aman Aleph, that Kol Malchei Oivdei Kechavim Achzosam Ra'ada Beheichaleim. If it was Achzosam Ra'ada Beheichaleim, they would have no way to go and start up with Klai Yisrael. Memeila Ein Kol Uma Velosh Ein Sheletes Behem. It's Ula Yeh Shloimah, that's the beer, and that Gemara Masechtas Erev.